All right.
Local
we're going
recording.
Live.
All right.
Now.
Right.
We're live.
We're live.
Live. Now.
Oh, do a kickflip, motherfucker.
Oh.
Oh, do a kickflip.
Oh.
Oh.
That was almost really sick.
If you can't kickflip in 2016, you're a fucking pussy.
Yep.
Oh.
Snip your balls
you
right
off. You can't say that.
Why not?
You can't because you.
Why not?
Because
I don't know why you can't, but I just know that you can't.
I just
that's a lot of these things. I don't know why you can't do these things, but you can't do them.
What's your you just went all wide-eyed
because
and crazy.
Because I know
this guy's got like a panic fear.
You can't do things anymore, and don't do them.
People in 2016 don't do ollies,
and they I just don't do it.
Sean's a pussy. Theme song.
Goddamn. In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. Goddamn. Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. Goddamn. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli. Goddamn. Whispering in my ear, she tryna leave with me. Goddamn. Say that I can get that pussy easily. Goddamn. Say that I can hit that shit so greasily. Goddamn. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily. Ain't no telling what I'm.
Hello.
We're back.
Hi.
Did you ever retort?
I'm not a fucking pussy.
See, that's good.
Yeah. A pussy would just take it.
I had a lot of time to think about that one.
A pussy would just take it and go like, yeah. But
that's right.
You had a reply.
I'm not.
It's good.
He waited the whole theme song to say that.
Yeah, I was here stewing in my anger.
I think that it's still undetermined. I think the jury's still out.
Well,
we're going to determine it. By the end of this podcast, we're going to figure one way or another.
There is a debate that happens here with when you say the word pussy. Some people, okay. I've seen some people that that say that they are offended by that.
Okay.
And the reason why they're offended is that it has.
Excuse me.
Jesus!
Sorry, I know that could
pray offend. For Garrett's throat.
Sorry.
But sorry. I have heard that there are people who don't like it because it has, because of the female connotation to pussy and using that as a sign of like you're weak, you're pathetic.
Okay.
And they don't like that connection.
Okay.
But see, I'm on the side that we shouldn't be calling female's area a pussy at all.
You don't like that at all.
Don't think we should call it that.
You like
call
that.
It anything yeah. else. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I like your pussy.
That's
kind of
my favorite.
Hey, like, that's like that. Yeah.
Who is that?
I feel like that's offensive.
Why did you say that?
Yeah.
That is all.
Joey.
What?
One more time.
I mean, but I'm doing an example of what I hate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone yeah. going like, oh, wait, yeah, I like your pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's
I think
very
that's
Joey, but
yeah, that's
there
offensive.
Is a sound clip.
I don't like
yeah,
it.
So,
say that.
See,
I've heard
so
that.
I would rather
yeah.
change that than I would rather continue that. Calling someone a pussy and
yeah.
not call any. I would never call a female's, you know,
vagina. You would
never,
call,
never
it
call a vagina a pussy.
You can say that.
You know what? Here's the thing. It's time.
I don't like that.
You like vagina
it's
either?
It's time to take back the pussy, right?
Yeah, take it back.
The word itself. Originally had nothing to do with anatomy of any kind, okay?
Right.
When you hear that word now, it conjures up all these images of flesh and sensitive areas, and that imagery is false because originally pussy
yeah.
was used in the way that you would describe a pussy cat,
yeah.
which is to say
feline.
Somebody who steps lightly, somebody who is... You know,
skittish.
Yeah. Footloose
not
even
and fancy
skittish
free.
Necessarily, because a cat is very like smooth in the way it like prowls. Sometimes a cat becomes scared
yeah.
and it will
yeah.
run away quickly. So a scaredy cat could be the negative connotation of the word pussy.
Yeah,
but so I feel like we should take it back because
proud to be a pussy kind of thing.
I like that definition, not proud or not, but just it means that it's those cat-like qualities, right?
Okay,
that's where we should. Stay. Let's take the
yeah.
high road. Like Obama says, when they go low, we go high.
That's yeah. what they say.
What, like clear. Obama says, I'm going to redo that quote, and I'm going to do it as a humorous joke now.
Okay.
Like Obama says, when they go low, we get high.
Uh-oh.
Did you say that?
You see that? It's play on words.
I know he did that. 420.
Anyways, this just got awkward.
Are you texting that to yourself so you don't forget it later, Rocco?
No, I'm tweeting out that we're live. Everyone want to film this? Get the camera on me?
Yeah. Well, you're doing it during the show.
He's a wise man.
I was doing it. Well,
you could do it during the theme song.
Eric tried to catch him with
the
smart
theme song is
the
perfect amount of time.
And he got deflected right back.
Does Eric have a mic now?
No.
Oh.
Next week.
Well, now you know why.
Well, get ready, guys. It's coming.
He does. He set it up. He snuck a mic over there.
Well.
Yeah, snuck it.
You did.
Well, thanks for watching, guys.
You weren't obvious and upfront about it. So that's a sneak. Anyways.
Unprofessional.
Off to an awful start.
I agree.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mega 64 Podcast, the number one video game podcast on the internet. We are your hosts for the evening on this hot Sunday night. It's actually a mild Sunday night for a change.
It's cooling down.
Thank God. San Diego's cooled off.
Shawl weather.
We are your hosts for the evening. I am Derek Acosta, joined by...
The King.
The King himself, Rocco Bodie. Special guest Sean Chatfield and what's her name?
Garrett.
Garrett. Just Garrett. We have brought. I'm sitting crisscross applesauce today.
Yeah. Nice. I used to call it something else.
What'd you used to call it?
I don't.
You can't say it anymore.
I can't utter
you
it.
You can't do it. As I said.
Utter it.
As I said, I don't know why you can't do these things, but you can't do them anymore.
But Sean, we're learning.
What the fuck are you guys talking about over
there? There are things in this world you can't do or say anymore, and I don't have the reasons why you can't, but I just know that you can't. 2016, wake up.
Yeah.
Derek, you control your podcast.
Wake up.
Yeah, really.
Hey, do you see what internet culture has done to these two grown men?
You know what?
They're sniveling little wusses
over
there.
You know what?
Afraid to even fucking express a thought
on
camera now.
It's made me a fucking pussy. It's done that. It's done that to me.
You guys
can't say that.
You guys did this to my friends, and I don't like it. So...
So I apologize for anything I might say in the future.
Yeah, get ready. So now if it doesn't offensive, we're set.
Let's go back to the words thing. Fuck the rest of the podcast. All right.
Okay.
So are you okay saying like pussy? Like you like
no
like, to a girl like I like pussy.
No. Yes.
Gross.
No.
No. No. Let's go through these.
Sometimes they like when you say
hurts
that.
To even
I agree. But we got to talk about the tough stuff. Okay.
Like
so that's gross. So that's great. That's gross.
What about so we've never explained about the taste of a pussy?
What?
What the fuck?
Now we're going too far.
Oh,
okay, right. So let's stick with words. Okay, so we got that out of the way.
You guys aren't comfortable in your own skin. I see how it is.
Would you say I like you? Are you okay with the word? Okay, so you're okay with like boobs? Like, are you okay with the word boobs? Like,
you don't say boobs.
Sure.
You don't say that. No. You don't like that.
No.
Okay, what do you say?
You do say tits.
You do say tits.
In that situation.
See, I feel like that's
behind
a little
closed
too far.
Doors.
No, that's a dirty word. You can't say that.
I feel like that's
sometimes people like saying dirty words to each other.
But there might be I could see a time and a place for that. Okay, you want to say tits, so be it. But I don't know. That's a little like shifty to me. I'll tell you what I will not say.
What won't you say?
Here we go.
Titties. Ugh. That is so, like, titties and boobies.
You just said it twice.
I'm not fucking 10 anymore.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Boobies,
exactly.
Please.
I hate those. Your titty out. Exactly.
Yeah,
I would never say
you'll
that.
You'll man your titty.
Well, that was humorous.
I notice this whole conversation is your description of the female anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
do,
what,
you ever,
his uncomfortability.
Do you ever feel... Do you ever feel uncomfortable talking about your own anatomy?
No, that's what I was going to do next.
I will not call it anything else but a wiener. That is like that
wiener?
Is
what
wiener.
Wait. Oh, now you're like wiener. Butter,
dude. Yeah. I don't want to know you.
Well, you
know,
said, no, I take it back.
I only call it a wiener.
Well, I'm saying like
fuck.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Offends me on a personal way.
Yeah. Well, I take it back. I'm just talking like a normal day conversation. You know,
that's
like
your thing.
Like. No,
I'm talking,
no, not
that's
exactly.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Okay, then no.
Come
no,
on.
Hey, no. Hey, wife, no, my wiener is hard.
Yeah.
No. Grab my wiener.
No, then it's a dick.
Yeah.
But
okay, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
So here's where I stand. I don't know. Tell me what you agree and disagree. Wiener, man, as a joke, maybe. But I'll say dick more than anything.
Sure.
Like here's my dick.
Yeah.
Cock too far.
No, that's better. I won't say dick.
Cock is like, I'd say that if I was dressed as like a Rammstein
guy. I have.
But
otherwise, oh, you don't dress like that?
The word cock, cock, cack.
Yeah.
It just explodes.
Rolls off the tongue.
Out of the mouth. Yeah. You know, I used to like cringe when I heard it. Then I watched a little show called Deadwood, where it was like every other word.
Oh, yeah.
And it, when you watch Deadwood, it champions the word cock and cocksucker, and it gives it power. So I use that word freely. Not often, but freely.
But freely.
Sure.
With no hesitation.
What's the most annoying? Is there an annoying name for a dick that's like, ugh, stop fucking saying that? Like...
Weeno like is pretty fucking bad,
Weeno.
Sean.
Weeno? What?
Sean's saying wiener. That's pretty bad.
Is this couch okay?
I don't know what he's saying.
There's like... Yeah. I mean, what is...
I never say vapors. Weiner in regards to my wife. No. Right. No. That's just... No. I'm just saying. I didn't know what we were doing all the way. Sorry.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
I think he got caught.
We were doing all the way. All
I think
the way.
He got caught.
No.
Sounds like a typical excuse from Sean.
But you realized it's super weird.
But let me say, like, if like,
only
I
say wiener.
No. Back.
No. But I'm saying, like,
oh,
if
my
I like
weenle.
Oh, doctor. What do you say to the doctor? My wiener.
I don't talk to the doctor about my.
Oh,
dick. But you wait. Where
you went
the
in
age?
And get the surgery.
Where is the age?
What did you say?
Yeah.
You've never talked to the doctor about.
He just said
dick?
Vasectomy.
No.
On my scrotum.
Wow.
You keep it all medical?
I say I want a vasectomy and they figured it out.
You said you want a nut scrape?
He never had to say the word wiener or dick.
No. Did you say, give me the scrote gun?
No, but for a doctor, I would say penis. I give them the respect of penis.
Penis.
For the doctor.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I didn't even. I forgot the original word.
Medical
penis.
Term.
Is a respectful
word. You say
for
penis?
For the doctor.
Penis is penis.
But if you
doctor.
Say medical terms in the bedroom, that's fucking.
That's weird.
Awful.
When I talk to the doctor, I call it my pickle. That sounds like a good middle ground.
Die for the pickle.
Yeah, doctor, something's wrong with my pickle.
Doctor,
you gotta check it out.
Hey, doctor, many feel that they would die for the pickle. Are you? Is the, does it still qualify? And then he'll tell you yes or no. He goes with the microscope.
To each his own, though. If you're into wiener, that's cool.
No. I was saying,
this
I feel
kinky.
Like... No.
Yeah.
No I,
okay, do like, you feel my wiener?
Yeah, it's like...
No, I've never said that. I'm just saying, like... When it's flaccid and not doing anything for that
flaccid.
For that purpose, it's like a wiener. Who cares?
I don't know what that's like.
But like, but when you know when things are happening, it's not a wiener. We move past that stage.
What is
it's
it?
It's evolved. It's evolved to a dick.
Some people call me Tony Hawk.
I feel like
because I'm never soft.
Here. I feel like I. Wow,
that's so.
I fucking love science.
I fucking love science.
I fucking love... This whole segment is
oh my God.
I fucking love science.
Yeah, check out I fucking love science at Facebook. And check out... We got, like, stars and... We got
Facebook's
gaseous.
Good, man.
Gaseous. Yeah.
Gaseous?
Facebook's got all kinds of good stuff on it. I checked that out.
Check out Facebook. This podcast brought to you by Facebook. Get... Your mom has one. Anyway, all right. Thank you. Hey, we put out a video. We put out a video this week.
Yeah, we did.
Some of the hardcores, the elite Mega 64 internet soldiers had seen it before. But the public at large had not. It was Notch Returns. That's right. The creator of Minecraft has returned to claim the throne. He has broken out of prison. I guess that's where he was. And he is back to get that sweet Minecraft money. And then share the wealth. So that's what
spread
happens in
around.
The video.
We filmed that back in 2012.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Literally, I think, like, right now, we filmed it. Like, this week, 4 years ago.
And
beginning
it's
of the fall.
Funny. It's funny. It's a good video. It's a great video, I think.
I really like that video.
But everything that we were saying, oh, we're going to make this, most of it exists now. Like, a majority of it now exists.
We made a joke about a Minecraft book. There is a Minecraft book now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. But
maybe
anyway.
There's Minecraft Dynamite. I don't buy Dynamite, so I don't know. But
that was, the whole premise of the video was that we called, in the previous Minecraft video we did, we made a joke about they're going to make Minecraft Legos, and that happened. Those came out.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like us trying to... predict more stuff. And we were right on a lot of it.
How about that?
That video...
Once
So yeah, that video was kind of buried for a while. We made it for we kind of already talked about it a long time ago, but we made it. It was going to be shown at MineCon. It didn't get shown. And so it just kind of has been in our vault.
But yeah. Notch tweeted it out this week. Yeah,
he,
so
said it was 100%
official
accurate.
Sponsorship.
So
I feel like when Notch tweets it out, that makes it canon.
You know, he approves canon. Rocco's accent.
Yeah.
Rocco, you love playing that character.
You,
right?
Rocco, I love playing that character. You know, it's a little bit offensive that you can't get the Swedish accent correct. I don't know what your problem is. But I noticed comments on the YouTube video that agreed with me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, the only Swedish,
and I corrected them.
The only Swedish accent I know of is the Swedish chef from The Muppets.
That's
And that's kind of like, gorgi, 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 gorgi. And that would be offensive if Rocco talked that
you can't
way.
Do that in 2016.
Yeah, so I do.
Not in 2016,
so
baby.
I get close enough.
Yeah, see, that's pretty notchy.
That sounds totally Swedish.
I think one of my favorite things you've ever filmed was you at the drive-thru. That is one of the best things we've ever caught in film.
And you know what's funny is someone said this in the comments, and it actually made me laugh on that video. So what happened in the video is I came up with – we actually had, like – it was real cash. I mean, they were dollar bills. Ones. But it was real – it was wads of cash. We had a small budget for the video, so we actually brought cash with us. And there was a guy in the drive-thru of this place, and I just got in the way and ordered everything. For a minute, he was upset that I was interrupting his meal.
Yeah.
But I kept throwing cash around, and I counted it when I was done. That guy got about $34.
Yeah. Holy shit! Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I can't imagine, like, going back to his wife. I can't explain to you what happened.
Like, he really can't. You can't be that mad.
Foreign guy.
I was
giving me ones.
And he ordered one of everything, and then the police were called, but so, I got money.
So that's what I was going to say was, so then an employee comes out and says, okay, I'm calling the police. But someone in the comments points out, Rocco, you should have played that out. You ordered one of everything, and you had cash to pay for it.
What, she called the police.
What could they have gotten you on?
Yeah.
Let it play. You should have just gone with it.
That's true. Like,
yeah, that's true. Could have gone with it. But then I realized I didn't really have $1 billion.
Oh.
Which is what so I don't know.
And cops show up nowadays. It could be dangerous.
Yes. How?
She didn't even ask you to stop. It was, are you going to pay for this? Yes. I'm calling the police.
Yep, that was it.
Not even like, no, hey, are you joking? Knock it off. Just, I'm going to get the police involved.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I had the money, but then, like I said, I thought, well, I didn't have $1 billion. But then someone brought up to me, how much would the whole Jack in the Box menu cost?
That, I don't know.
Really, what would be your estimate?
Oh, like $200-$300 at
you think
most.
So?
Oh,
I'd say less.
I think it'd be less.
I would do more.
Well, here's the thing. Are you getting every single combo on the menu, or are you getting every single item individually?
Oh,
if you get a combo,
listed, I think.
If you get a combo, the burger, the fries, and the drink are like $6 or $7.
And there's
but
like
if
at
you
least
got
ten
those,
of them.
If you got those individually, the burger's $4.99, the drink is $2.50, the fries are $2.
I'm gonna say every item that's listed, combo or not.
Well, see, I go the other way. I say if you order one of everything, it's one of every item they serve.
Hmm. Yeah, okay.
But
see, because also, if you're getting every combo listed, you're getting like 5 orders of French fries.
Yeah.
When only you only need one.
You need one.
So you're, maybe you're right. Maybe just one of every item.
Here's the thing. All right.
I need 75 burgers and one fry.
Let's say.
We're really getting into the minutia how this drive-thru operator would interpret.
I want to know.
Maybe they got about 10 sandwiches, right? Give or take. 10
I'd
sandwiches.
Say combo numbers,
Yeah. And the sandwiches on their own average about $5 each. So that's $50 to get one of each sandwich.
Gotcha.
Then every other side item is about
salads,
$2 or $3.
They got wraps. Yeah.
I Teriyaki would say bowls. You could get one of every item definitely at Jack in the Box for less than $300.
I'm gonna my guess would be $220, $250.
My guess is
I'd say it's in between 2 and 3.
Mine's like 4.
Wow.
I think we should go to Jack in the Box.
And count it up
for the next podcast and order one of everything.
You gotta invite some friends to help us eat this food though.
I don't think it would actually be that much food or money.
I think
one of every
one order of French fries, one order of curly fries,
one coffee,
one soda,
and one orange juice,
coffee, orange juice. How many milkshakes do they have?
Jalapeno poppers,
5
onion rings,
every soda.
Okay.
No, they have Coke Freestyle there now.
How many soda flavors do they have? Six?
Coke Freestyle, bro. You're screwed.
Oh, you're kind of.
There's 122 different combinations in a Freestyle.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing.
I'm dead.
Fuck. They only offer a small drink. You can specify the flavor all you want. All right. I can get 10 different Big Macs, one with no pickles, one with no lettuce. But the order is a Big Mac. So one small drink is the item menu.
It's one small drink.
Do you have to get medium and large too, though, right?
Okay, so I'll get one medium, one large.
It's three of everything.
Yeah.
I think we could do it, and it'd be less than $300.
All right.
I say we try
Thanksgiving
it.
Cast. That might be
we'll
a good
sort
idea.
Out the details. Yeah, we'll get back to you
let's
guys.
Let's do that for the Thanksgiving. Fuck this KFC shit.
Yeah,
one of everything.
One of everything from Jack in the
Box. I think we should do it. And dress nice.
Other fast food chains, Jack is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I don't really eat it much.
It's the most accessible.
I'm not going to say it's my favorite, but I like Jack in the Box because they have a weird variety. I don't get a burger there, but I'll get.
You also
I'll
didn't
get a taco
consider that they always have breakfast going too.
Yes.
Oh,
so that's good.
Or that's what I get. When I go there, I get a breakfast check.
I considered it.
All right.
Their breakfast items are cheap, so that's not going to make a big impact either way.
Okay.
I think. We'll find out.
Guys.
I think we need to call this in. This could cause a whole.
Anyways, yeah, this is a great topic. Hey, prepare review for the upcoming podcast. Rewatch our Notch Returns video.
Yeah.
It's available on YouTube. Right now, and we've been waiting for a long time to bring that video out.
Yeah,
so happy to finally debut it.
Check it.
We also have a second channel. Be sure you look that up. Great stuff is going on there. All our podcast clips. What is it, the Mega 64 Archives?
Yes. YouTube.com/Mega64Archives. There's stuff going up all the time. There's panels. Our panel, actually, Keith Apicary panel from last year's Game Days. Kind of silently went up on the second channel just recently. There's a couple random game streams that went up. There's a couple, just a bunch of stuff. There's always stuff going on that channel, so subscribe to it. Check it out.
Yeah, we got some Halloween stuff coming that'll be going to that channel, too.
Oh.
Mm.
Get ready for that.
Get ready.
Might have a couple surprises, too. Thinking outside the box.
Wow.
If you catch my hint.
I don't.
Oof-da.
Could be Jack in the Box. I don't know.
Could be Taco Bell.
Could be anything.
Maybe we're thinking outside the bun while we're at it.
Yeah, do you ever do that?
You ever think outside the bun, Eric?
Hey, speaking of Taco Bell.
Speak of
them. I'm going to use that as a segue because every time I drive by a Taco Bell, I see an ad for PlayStation VR.
Yeah, they are pushing it hard.
They are. That's the only place I see ads for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that reminds me, let's not talk about Taco Bell. Let's talk about PlayStation VR.
Okay.
It came out. It's out. VR is accessible in the console world.
Consumer can get a hold of it now.
Yes. And man, it feels weird having it. I have to say, having that in the home.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've felt this way. Having it in the home is weird because I was just looking at it and I was like, I waited through so many shitty lines at game conventions and shit.
To try this.
To try VR, no matter what it was.
Right.
It was always a pain in the ass to try VR, and it's like, oh my God, finally it's in my house.
Yeah. This golden helmet.
I mean, years. Seriously.
San Diego Comic Con, we had to sneak our way into seeing the Resident Evil 7 demo.
That's a good point. It almost felt like VR was never going to come out.
Really? It really did.
And now I set my PlayStation VR up today. It's sitting in my living room.
Yeah.
I still kind of don't believe that I have VR.
I totally
agree. I still hook this thing up and I think like, yeah, but this isn't real VR.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can't be real.
I haven't played it yet because I'm installing everything.
That was just today.
I just got it today and I came to the podcast. So I haven't played any of the stuff. But I did put it on and I saw the 50-foot screen in front of you. I felt like I was in an IMAX theater.
Yeah.
It was weird. I held my hand out and I laughed because you really do expect to hold, see your hand.
Yeah.
Right. Every time I try VR, I do the same thing. I expect to see my hand and I don't see it and then I laugh because it's not there.
It does do that, though, with certain controllers. They will actually be there. When you hold them up, it'll show a CG version of that controller.
Right. Sometimes or a gun. Or a knife.
Yeah.
Lots of cables.
A lot of cables.
My living room is a gross explosion of cables. It looks like one of those, Sentinel things from The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
And, fucked my TV. Like, there's all these, because I have an Xbox 360, a PlayStation 3, a Wii, a Wii U, a PlayStation 4 now, and then the PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
So it's just cables and shit going everywhere.
Yeah.
That's all.
No,
like, looks like the Sentinel fucked my TV. I'm gonna stick with that.
I normally,
because it's appropriate.
I normally try to keep my whole setup really neat.
Here's a streamline
that went out the fucking window with this thing. There's really? So many. You do so many cables.
You got to stretch it across the room now. Yeah. Is the only thing now.
Yeah, I had no option because I knew a kid was gonna pull on something or whatever. So it has to be. Mine's pretty organized and tucked away. You know what's funny about this is like you know, it's so rad. I have not been disappointed at all so far. I mean, obviously, I just got it, and I haven't done everything with it. But I don't trust being in the room with people. Like Eric was saying, like, I was playing, and people were in the house, and someone, like, touched the back of my neck, like, just so softly. He was like, fuck this. It does kind of, like...
Yeah, it sucks you out of it. One of the kids did that?
But no, Jenny did that.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But still, it's, you know, it's like...
One of the kids gently caressed.
I don't know, maybe they're teasing him. I lucked out, and I haven't had a lot of time to play mine yet, but the time I have had with it has been at home, by myself, and the doors are locked.
What's your favorite experience so far? Because it's the demo disc and VR World,
right?
Yeah, and I didn't get VR Worlds. I just got the core system because I already had all the accessories.
Okay.
So the demo disc, I've kind of checked out a little bit. The loading times are very long, which is weird.
Oh, it is long.
You go in between stuff.
Between the demos.
Yes,
so long.
Very long.
But it's cool because there's a lot of stuff.
How long?
Minutes.
It's
a long.
2 minutes?
For me, it's like a minute, but it's long. It is long.
It's weird because when it's the first thing you do, you put on the helmet, and it's like, wow, there's a lot of just darkness with a loading thing, and I just got this. Don't play that first. Play something else first, maybe.
I recommend, honestly, the first thing you play is either the demo or the game of Rez. Mm. Rez in VR, to me, is the best example of a totally unreal world, but it's a realized world. It's an impressive world, and it's so fucking big around you. You are looking around. Oh, my God. It's like the last 20 minutes of 2001 A Space Odyssey. It's like, oh, my God. You're looking behind you, and things are flying around. It's an impressive world, and that, to me, is where VR really shines. Mm-hmm. Now that I have it and I've used it, I really feel like its strength is awesome worlds. I can play, like, people keep recommending, like, play this puzzle game, play Job Simulator. Those entertain me for like 10 minutes. It's like a mini game and I'm done. But what brings me around over and over are these impressive worlds. And again, like Batman, they put out this Batman game and it's short. And a lot of people are attacking it that it's short. Okay, and it is short. But I was blown away. I was honestly blown away by it because they did such a great job realizing Gotham and the Batcave and all these locations that I've known about my whole life, and I'm there. I'm looking over the rail, and I could see the cave down there. I'm looking down the alley, and I see a clue. It just feels so, I don't know. It's just like that. That's the power of VR to me.
Yeah.
Is something that it's realized rather than like hitting a ball, you know?
I really do forget, especially playing it for like more of an extended period of time than I would at a convention. You know, sitting in my room for more than 5 minutes, I lose that I'm playing VR, and I'm just in that world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, Derek, you were asking me what I play mainly. It's this game called The Brookhaven Incident.
Okay, what's that?
I think it's called Brookhaven Incident. It's a shooter that... It was the only thing that I could find that seemed to be like a shooting gallery kind of thing.
Okay.
So you are in a static position. You don't move or anything. But you can use the two move controllers to have like a gun and a flashlight.
Yeah.
And then stuff is coming at you in there's like a survival mode and like another story mode. But stuff kind of comes at you from all 360 degrees and you got to kind of time it and listen. And you can like shoot these, you know, mutants over and shine your flashlight at this one and look at your gun to reload. And you can see your hands waved in front of you. You can switch weapons.
One thing about the VR, I did try the headset on today. I felt like with the earbuds and the helmet being connected with the double HDMI, it's very like you are hooked up to a machine.
Yeah.
It's like kind of cumbersome and weird.
To me, it was like
the
Matrix. Like,
I like
I'm in that little
on,
pod.
Though.
And definitely have to like sling the cable over your shoulder and like when you take the headset off, you can't put it down because your ears are connected to it, so you're kind of like awkwardly holding on to everything.
I'm not into the earbuds.
I'm not either.
I'm into like a surround sound turned way up.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, you, having that luxury of being home alone, that may be not as an issue.
I did like, I think it's, for me, it's situational. I liked earbuds better for Rez, turning them up way loud and having that really close. It felt better for that game, but like Batman, I liked the surround sound better.
Okay.
It felt like, okay, I'm in like alleyways and stuff. Right. I don't need to have that piped into my ears.
Yeah. Now,
you know what I mean? Like, I was fine with it being around me.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, with Rez, I played that as well. And I was saying, like, I feel like I'm putting a lot of faith in these developers' hands, saying, like, all right, don't fuck with me because I will throw up. Like, do not, like, with Rez, there was a moment where, like, the guy's running, but
I see you're having a lot of trust issues with the VR.
I am. Because, well, there's, like, moments where it's like, okay, stop doing that, I'm going to fucking lose it. Like, there's the VR luge thing. I can't play that. That, to me, was too much. Where it's like, I feel kind of sick. Also, I did the shark encounter thing, and that was great. It was cool, but there was a moment where it kind of glitched for a second, and it started, like, shaking just a little bit, and I was like, oh, and it just, like, that made me a little, like, queasy. Like,
That sounds like a tracking thing.
It is. Yeah. It is. And, you know, I got to look into that. But I'm just, like, you know, it's just, I feel like I am very sensitive to spinning kind of stuff, so like I will get sick easily, which I'm a little nervous about, honestly, when it comes to like other games in the future. Like,
I haven't had any issues with sickness personally, but in terms of the tracking stuff, I really haven't had a lot of problems. It's when I have sat too low, like I was kind of almost sitting on the ground, that it was like, okay, you gotta like get up, basically. But I put a chair in the middle of the room, and that was working fine. So it hasn't been a big issue for me.
I've been playing a lot of Battlefront on my PlayStation, even though I shit on it so hard when I first got it. It's ended up being my favorite game on PlayStation. I totally have to eat my words. Battlefront has grown on me so much.
Well, it's like we were saying, it doesn't scratch the itch of a Battlefront 3, but it's its own thing, and it's fun.
You know what? It kind of does for me.
Does it?
Honestly.
Interesting.
I had a lot of expectations about what I wanted from Battlefront, and it didn't meet those expectations. But I stuck with it, and I was able to find a lot of fun in it, and I'm enjoying it a lot.
That's the thing
is, I play it on a 32-inch TV that is up on a television stand, so it's probably like 5 feet in the air, and it's on the other side of the room. So I'm honestly kind of like looking up. I'm far away. When I'm playing multiplayer, like, it's hard to see snipers off in the fucking distance.
Yeah.
So honestly, when I play it, I stand up and I just stand right in front of my TV. Little kid mode. I just get as close to the TV as I can.
Well, now
I am going to be such a fucking dork, because from now on, I'm going to be playing Star Wars in my VR headset.
It gives you a 40-foot TV.
Yeah, I got a screen as big as the wall in front of me.
I tried this.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I tried this with Metal Gear Online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The first night I got it.
Yeah.
That made me sick. That was the only thing.
Really?
That was the only thing. So I made it as wide as I could, and it was like, running and moving around was making me so nauseous, because it's like a third-person shooter.
Uh-huh.
But then I shrunk it down to like a medium-sized screen, and I could like get kills, but I feel like it made it a lot harder to play.
Really? Well, I'm going to try it out.
It would work for like, I feel, Netflix and stuff like that.
I'm just laughing at the idea of the Star Wars experience in 2016.
I mean, try it.
Put this helmet on, put these earphones on, and fight in this battle on another planet.
You know, Battlefront is getting free VR content soon. Like an X-Wing battle
thing
that is fully 360.
Yeah, the Rogue One thing is what they're advertising
all over that.
On TV, all over.
And that's what that's what I mean. Compelling worlds. You know, I said this earlier. We went up earlier today, and I said this, but, you know, there's a lot of media coming out now, movies and games and stuff, that are kind of rehashing old shit. And old franchises. I kind of feel like VR is the one place you should do it. Because, again, Rez is an old game.
Battlezone.
But I feel like when I put on the headset, it's like, oh my god, I'm going there.
Yeah.
Right. This has been my favorite game forever, and now I'm here. It was like visiting a dream.
Yeah.
And I want to look at the Star Wars universe. I love looking at Batman's, you know, this shit, you know? Like, I kind of like these things. Hey, fucking, I know obviously Nintendo's not working on VR right now, or maybe they are behind closed doors, but remake Ocarina of Time in that. Let me see Hyrule. Let me, you know, like, this is like the one place that's kind of cool revisiting stuff.
You know, there's an app you can get that was like VR video or whatever.
Yeah,
and
there's a few of those.
I got that, and I mean, it's lame. But, but there was one thing, like an Olympics thing. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll check this out. And it was like, oh, we're going to show you around Brazil. And it was just that, showing people around. But it's like, you know, It was the quality wasn't as high definition as I would have liked.
Sure.
But it still was like, yeah, there's Christ the Redeemer, and it looks like I'm fucking here. I'm looking around, seeing the tourists around with
me.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
I just fucking love that. That's so cool. So
yeah,
very cool. Anything else to be said about PlayStation VR?
No, but
there's a free game that's a version of Playroom that was that free game you can get with the PlayStation camera.
Okay.
How we do our podcast from Rocco's house.
Yeah.
VR Playroom has like four or five different like mini games in it. That some are just single player, some are one person has the VR goggles, and then like two to three other people can help them with on-screen stuff.
Huh.
It's free if you get the VR stuff, and that's got a lot of cool like worlds to explore, stuff to collect, the mini games to play. That was the only other thing I did that was pretty fun.
It might be fun to try this somehow, to do it on Friend Dimension one of these days.
Yeah. I'm definitely doing PPS stuff with VR. I bought Keep Talking and No One Explodes.
Yeah.
I think that would be super fun to do.
That's a great game. We talked about that on here before.
Yeah.
Speaking of Friend Dimension, we had the latest episode of Friend Dimension go up this Friday. If you support us on Patreon at the entry level tier, you were able to see it.
Yeah.
We tried a brand new game that came out last week. Came out last Friday.
Yeah.
Mafia 3. And I want to take a second to talk more, a little bit about Mafia 3. Yeah. We all played it, or we were all there on the latest episode of Friend Dimension.
Yeah.
And then I actually took it home and was able to play a little bit more of it. What did you guys think?
Well, I think it's a bummer we only played the beginning. You know, we got to see the introduction.
I know I'll never play a second of that game again. Yeah. And that kind of game isn't for me, really.
Yeah.
But, I wasn't very impressed, honestly, with what I saw. It looked good. The
guns
are good.
You know what's funny? I think that we should do some more sessions on it. Maybe, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll do maybe some bonus episodes of Friend Dimension where just one of us plays Mafia 3, because I took it home and played it, and I replayed everything we did, and it was a lot more enjoyable on my own. In a big group setting, we were riffing on it. We were kind of
talking about it was the introductory stuff.
Yeah, like, we were talking about certain things. But also, we were kind of talking about, man, we really don't like cutscenes when they start a video game with a cutscene. But actually watching the cutscene, it was some interesting stuff in there.
Sure.
And the beginning of the game is very slow, but as I played it more, it became more and more engrossing, more interesting. And they really did tell this kind of, they took their time to set up this revenge plot, which we only got the surface of.
Right. Yeah.
So the story went on for a couple more missions, and then they set you free in this open world, and then the real game started. So we didn't really see the real game, honestly.
Right.
The graphics look great.
It
seems like a GTA style.
I thought the 1968 setting was cool. I really like L.A. Noir L.A. in the 40s. And this almost feels like a spiritual successor to that in a way. There's a lot of open world city games out there, but there's only two that I know of that are set in a past. L.A. Noir in the 40s, and now this one in 1968.
Hmm.
Well, I guess Vice City was set in the 80s.
Sure.
But that didn't have... That was a PlayStation 2 game. It didn't really have the level of detail that a modern game has now. You didn't really feel like you were in an 80s city in Vice City. Yeah. It was just kind of like an 80s aesthetic to that game.
Sure.
Any other thoughts?
I mean, I'd be down to play some more for another Friend Dimension.
I want to play some more. I have been playing some more at home. Like I said, the story is actually pretty cool. It's the story of revenge. And there's these elements of taking over the city, section by section, taking down the kind of the gangs that are already established in the city. You can like do side missions to weaken the gangs' leaders before you go after them directly. And it's cool. Like, as you do these side missions, you'll take down like these low level gang members, and you can either kill them or force them to join your own gang to make your gang stronger once you eventually take over that part of the city. I would definitely like to do some more sessions of it for a stream or something, but yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Cool.
After about 2 hours of it, it really picked up. So cool.
What are you playing on? PS4?
PS4.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I'd be down to see some more.
So I recommend it. Mafia 3.
Speaking of open world and perhaps a 3, the Rockstar Games that they posted on Twitter today, their logo with the color deep red behind it. What does that mean?
What?
It was like a dingy red. Wasn't it like dirty or something? Kind of?
Dirty red.
It's like dirty blood.
Well, what does it mean?
I don't know.
Red.
Someone's dead.
Ranger. They're going to do the Power Rangers.
Now, why you bring it back?
Don't talk about it. We already talked about it.
Yeah. Always bring it
no,
back.
No, I'm going to speak about it. I'm going to.
You can't. We had the definitive discussion. We promised the viewers.
I deleted that from the internet.
You didn't.
Hey, before we get to that, I think it's time enough of the BS. Okay. All this small talk crap.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's cut the crap. Some of you guys have seen on Twitter over the past few days, we said there would be an announcement tonight, and then a mysterious image said Black Friday is coming. Oh, so are you prepared?
I don't know.
That's right. Damn. We're going to tell you what you need to be prepared for, because tonight we're going to show a very special project been working on for this very Black Friday. Black Friday is barely over a month away.
Gosh, how is it crept up?
Can you believe that?
So fast.
Sean, I say it every year. It's like around Easter, and we always are like, the year already just fucking started. How is it Easter? And I always tell Sean, I'm like, and then in 2 minutes, you'll be scooping Beckett some mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving. And you'll go, stop playing with those. And you'll realize, oh my God, it's already here. That minute is coming.
Stop playing with
those. But that's not what we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. We have a special treat from long ago.
What?
Play the trailer.
This book is the essence of life. This book is so important to everything. Now let me tell you a story.
Grandpa, that story's boring.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mega 64, Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
That's right. It's you real. Thought we couldn't come up with another time title?
We got you!
Fuck all the doubters! We came up with Once Upon a Time!
Sorry, haters. Once Upon a Time is the new Mega 64 Blu-ray collection.
The new hotness.
In the series, we had Mega 64 Time.
Yeah.
Then Nighttime.
Yeah.
Then Time Travelers.
Yeah.
Then time is running out. But we found more time because Once Upon a Time is now real. And it's on Blu-ray. This collection has all our best stuff. It has all our eccentric works from 2014, 2015. All the videos, all have commentary, tons of bonus stuff you have never seen, stuff we dug up, stuff we wanted to bury, and we couldn't.
And as usual, a totally original short film broken up into segments and sprinkled throughout the whole series to tie it all together into a brand new experience.
Classic fairy tale.
That's right. Mega 64, Once Upon a Time.
VR compatible, too.
You can, watch it on your headset. It's like you're in the olden days. I'm going to say this right now. Tolkien, you can suck it. Because
he can suck it. Perfected penis,
the formula. We can't. Well, not a titty.
Okay.
Yeah. Hans Christian Andersen, shove it up your Hans Christian ass. Frankly.
Hey-o.
Your book has been fucking topped.
Grim fairy tales, more like rim job.
Yeah.
For me.
More like Gump fairy tales. Who wrote this shit?
Yeah, stupid as a stupid does, like your book.
As this fucking dumbass book.
So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, Once Upon a Time. And what's that?
Stephen King? Change your name to Stephen Bum.
Stephen Jester.
Yeah, because you've just been dethroned, bitch.
Yeah.
So check out Once Upon a Time, and I believe it said at the end of that trailer, pre-orders are available right Now.
What?
Right now.
Where?
You can
where?
Go to shop.mega64.com, but it doesn't stop there. You can get the you can pre-order the Blu-ray on itself on its own. But you could also pre-order if you want to show them we have a special bundle that has the Blu-ray, a poster, and an exclusive shirt with gold print that will not be sold outside of this bundle. It is exclusive.
Look at that.
We're making it for this bundle and never again.
Look, listen.
Done.
You want to get Mega 64 Once Upon a Time, you might as well get it. Why not? Get an exclusive shirt with it. Get the exclusive poster.
Exactly.
Just pre-order it. Make sure you get the badass Blu-ray and all this, all this extra stuff comes with it. Mwah. Who wouldn't take that deal?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Once Upon a Time deal, it's up now. Go to shop.mega64.com. And also, you know... We always take care of you guys. If you pre-order now, you know you're probably going to get a little extra something, too, that other people don't get.
Black Friday.
You know, we're not going to say anything, whatever, but you know we always take care of you guys. We're always looking out for you. You probably get it, you know, a lot quicker, too. You know we do the right thing, just like the movie Do the Right Thing. Watch that. But first, watch us. Mega 64 Once Upon a Time. The bundle is up now. I'm really excited because I've been working on this for a long time and didn't say anything about it. Losing fucking sleep over it. But it was worth it. Let the fairy tale into your heart.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. And don't we all look good in our fantasy settings?
Yes.
I think we look very good.
You look the best, I thought, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean's got long hair in this.
Finally.
You could finally see it. He didn't shave. We had to kind of negotiate
compromise.
On that
we made a compromise.
We actually let's show the cards. You know, let's be transparent.
Cards on the table.
Cards
we'll
on
be
the table.
Transparent.
Right.
Okay. We were recording commentary for Once Upon a Time this morning.
Yeah,
this
today.
Very
we,
morning.
We were working on it today.
Crack of 10, baby.
And it's funny because you talk about Sean's appearance. We talked about that in the commentary.
We did
for Once Upon a Time. The full package is there. It is, you know, it's a collection of our skits. But there's extra stuff. There's new stuff. Hours and hours worth of content. So if you're a true fan, you're definitely going to want it on your shelf.
That's right.
And I wonder, like, you know there's people out there with the full-time collection.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's people out there with a special section on their shelf that's just all Mega
lined
64
up.
Stuff. Yeah. That's always beautiful when you go over to somebody's house, the collection of Mega 64 stuff right there on the shelf.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
I love that.
This person, they're down.
They're an internet soldier.
When all the nukes drop, I'm coming to this person's house because he's going to have entertainment available to restart civilization.
And probably a generator to run the equipment.
Exactly.
We're gonna be
and
set.
I can't.
Look, when the nukes drop, YouTube ain't going to be around.
Yep.
All the fucking cuck lords out there. Yeah, I'll say it.
Oh,
wow.
That's right.
He said it. Oh, my God.
They're gonna be running around like chickens with their heads cut off looking for a video to watch to get their fucking giggles on because nuclear holocaust is depressing and they need a fucking joke every once in a while.
Yep.
Yep.
But they're not going to have one. But all the internet soldiers, they'll be set.
I've seen the road.
Prepare exactly. Prepare yourself for the nuclear holocaust. Do yourself a favor. Pre-order Once Upon a Time.
Do it. And I can confirm right now, I'm still, you know, it's still in the making, but I can confirm more extra stuff on this than I think any past Blu-ray that we've done.
The king
is spoken. There's behind-the-scenes stuff that has never, that we just have tons of it. So I'm excited to show that to people. Anyway.
Long live the king.
There you have it.
He decrees it.
We'll reveal what else is on the Blu-ray a little later.
You know, I don't usually do this, but Happy Wires in the chat asked, am I a cucklord? I'm going to grant him a special title.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cuckzilla.
I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah.
Me and you shouldn't say that.
Whoa.
I'm not going to say it.
So.
That's scary. I wouldn't have said that personally.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Got him. Singled
topical.
Out.
It's topical.
What's the topic?
Funimation just released their Godzilla film.
That is going to conflict with that.
Shin Godzilla. So Cuckzilla. And
Shin Cuckzilla.
Yeah.
Just say that.
What does Shin stand for?
It was called Godzilla Resurgence in Japan, but they had to change it here because...
They gave it an English title in Japan and a Japanese title in America?
I think they did, yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the world coming to?
Because I think we had Independence Day resurgence.
The new Resident Evil is called Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, and in Japan, it's called Biohazard 7 Resident Evil.
That's true. That's
true. Well, that I understand.
No, it's just
I understand
more confusing.
The history of the title differences there. But this Godzilla shit is fucked up.
They're starting it over.
Yeah.
A lot of people asking about pre-orders of Once Upon a Time. Sorry, getting them mixed up.
Wait, I'm sorry. Does Shin mean God? Somebody in the chat said Shin means God.
It might. I'm not. Yeah, Ava, that would make sense because like Shin Akuma in Street Fighter.
Shin
and stuff. Yeah.
God Godzilla.
Yeah, you say it like a stutter.
But over there it would be Shin Gojira, and it wouldn't be the same thing. So it's just.
But over there it's called Godzilla Resurgence.
I mean, Derek, we could go in circles.
Yeah.
It's God Godzilla.
All right. You talk Funimation. Right.
Derek, you'll never rest easy if you don't let this go now.
I'm getting too excited.
The pre-orders for Once Upon a Time will go, I think we're going to do it probably for a week or until we cannot meet the demand anymore and we will shut them down. If it you know, whichever comes first.
Wow.
But that's what we're looking at.
Sean, are you going to shut it down when it gets
I'll let you
more details to come soon, but that's what it's looking
when
like.
When it's time to shut her down.
I'm going
to
flip the switch and shut it down. Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Shin means cuck? Oh, fuck.
Cuckzilla.
That is my least favorite word right now.
Why? Like,
of all the words, I fucking
What, Shin Godzilla? Dude, hate. Funimation, they're our friends.
Yeah.
I fucking hate.
Justin's probably.
Whenever I see the word cuck or hear it, I get so fucking
Let's talk
mad.
About the word cuck for a little bit.
No, hey, we're already running late. We got more shit.
New topic.
Come on. I don't want to talk about this fucking
cuck
bullshit.
Talk. We got to talk
If you
about
use that word in real life, you're a fucking asshole. What? I fucking hate that word.
I just used it.
Wow.
I just used it, and I'm not
going to
You
know how many podcasts I'll give you a fucking pass? If we're talking to a person, like in the office, and you use that word, I would be very upset.
Why does it bother you?
I fucking hate it. It's stupid. It's fucking dumb.
Hey,
but why does
guy.
It bother you? Here's the thing.
It bothers me because it's
Sean's word cucked, dude.
It's so.
You're kidding.
You hearing this?
It just.
Film him.
It's hot in here, but you're turning
it's
red.
It's just such a fucking. Fucking. Oh, I fucking hate it. It's
well,
just,
you can't even.
Well, guess
verbalize.
Why he hates
I can't. Like, I really can't verbalize how much I fucking hate this.
Here's what.
Not allowed to say how you really feel.
I see in the chat.
Vito,
I don't know. I saw people using the chat. I want to tell Eric later. Ban them. If you use that word, ban them.
No.
Forever. Ban them. Okay, they're a sponsor. Okay, fuck.
Sean's
ban them.
Getting chat cucked.
Do you know
right
what
now.
They're saying when they say you're a cuck?
I know what a cuck means.
It's racist.
It's not racist.
No. Oh, is it like a cuckold? Like you watch someone fuck your wife?
Yeah. Right. You're like less.
I mean,
like
a partner
beta
or whoever.
Man.
I'm not poking.
Yeah.
Like I mean,
a pussy.
Yeah.
So to me, I feel like. That is such a specific description of something that happens to such a few amount of people. It's
Everyone's
almost like
misusing it.
It's a worthless insult. They're accusing you of being something that you are so not. Why does that bother you?
I just see it posted everywhere, and I fucking hate it. And I feel like if you do that in your real life, then you're a fucking asshole. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it.
Wow. You know, to me, I decided – the moment I saw that word, I just felt like – this is the type of insult that would only upset people who let it upset them.
Oh, well, that's me.
Right? That's me. It's like, you could call me that. Okay.
Oh, I don't care if I'm called that. I don't care. I don't care if it's used towards me at all. I don't like seeing it.
I think Sean feels like, remember when every kid was walking around with one of those Kodamas where they try to get the cup and the ball thing?
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
yeah.
This is fucking annoying. Every kid's got the fucking thing.
I don't
want to
see it anymore. Exactly.
It's like that.
It's that. It is that. It's exactly
it's
that.
It's like when we had yo-yos in elementary school.
I just don't want to see it or hear it anymore. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. What do you
call
like?
Me cuck all you want. I don't care about that. I hate that fucking word.
Our parents probably thought of like pogs as cuck.
Yeah.
It's just like annoying.
It's just like the new
they're everywhere. Every fucking kid's.
It's the new emo. It's the new hipster.
Yeah.
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 The word hipster was annoying. The word deplorable really is getting to me. I see that everywhere.
The word deplorable?
Anyways, let's not talk about fucking words anymore.
This is fucking election.
Ugh. What do you think?
It is this election. Fuck this election.
What?
I want to vote.
Hey, all
right. Let me vote today and never hear about it again. Please, God, never hear about it again.
Wow.
Schizophrenia.
Oh, fuck.
Who do you support?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Crazy.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid,
Sean. Who do you support in the election?
I support it being the fuck over is what I support. Fuck this election. Jesus Christ. Anyways... We have sponsors.
Wow.
Hey, I want to thank our sponsors.
You got fired up.
Good friends at Kickapoo Joy Juice. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a delicious soda and a delicious drink and just slurp it down to cool your throat because, baby, it's salty. Woo! And then have a sip because they're at BevMo. Also, follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter, and you can find out where the drinks are any given moment. So have a sweet Kickapoo nectar today.
But what if you buy it, and then I drink it in front of you? Are you, like...
You're cuckapooed.
Again, this is a comedy podcast, so you guys can say it.
You set that up.
If we're not live, now I'm mad.
You're salty, not mad.
If you don't...
That's another one I don't like.
Drink Kickapoo, you're a cuckhead. You're a cuck. You're a cuck.
See, we got quiet for this.
If you don't drink it, I'm going to cuck you up, brother. I'm going to come to your house and cuck all over the place. I'm going to put you in the corner and make you watch while I cuck it.
Nice.
Sick plug. Do you want to take the reins out of my hands and roll with it?
I think you nailed
Sean,
it.
Sean, specifically?
Go ahead, Sean.
You got the reins.
So go to Amazon and order Kickapoo. It is Prime.
Oh, boy.
I did check. It is Prime. So if you have Prime, you could do that.
Okay.
And, thank you, Kickapoo. We also are sponsored by SumoLounge.com, the best chair known to man.
That's right. Get a sumo chair tonight.
Yeah.
Sit on it. Rub up against it. Rub all over it.
I wish we didn't have these pussy ass green and yellow chairs. Fuck these.
I feel like
chairs.
I've been shot in the ass point blank.
These are real pussy color of blue, too. I'm just sick of it.
So go to sumolounge.com and get an even better chair. Soft chairs. It's more than a beanbag, baby. It's an experience. If you do PSVR and you don't sit in a sumo, only your head is getting the experience. You need your ass to. You need some ass play.
It's true.
So thank you.
Virtual ass.
I love the sponsors part of the podcast.
We already talked about the other stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, there's already a lot of pre-orders coming in for Once Upon a Time. I want to say thank you to everyone.
Thank you
to everyone who did that. Thank you to everyone who kicked us, up to us on Patreon. Thank you very much. But I want to say thank you, everyone watching this live right now. So many people added us on their free Twitch
Amazon.
Prime.
Yeah. I did that.
Subscription.
Yeah. I did it too.
So many people have done that, and that really has helped us out quite a bit. Thank you guys so much. That really, again, if you have an Amazon Prime account, if you just already have one, all you have to do is go to our channel and do the subscribe thing. You get a free subscription every month, and that kicks a little bit of change to us over here. And
it costs
great.
You nothing. Like, literally
it costs you nothing more. It costs you nothing.
If you
Amazon kicks us the money, not you. It doesn't even come out of your thing if you already got it.
I did it last week.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Twitch allow us to offer more stuff to our chat the more subscribers we get?
I can confirm we will be adding a lot more of the emoticons and stuff soon. Because we have so many more subscribers, they're going to let us do all kinds of stuff. So
we're taking it to the next level.
Seriously, thank you.
By getting all these subscribers, if we were a Pokemon, we would be evolving now. So Bulbasaur has now become Ivysaur.
Yes.
Dude, and thank you.
No.
You just brought it up. We got a bunch of people subscribing.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. If you're in the same browser, just log into your Amazon
so
and then
easy.
Log into
it's
Twitch
so
and
easy.
Do it. It's super easy.
Thank you so much, everyone who's done
thank
that.
Thank you.
Now, enough self-promotion bullshit.
Yeah, fuck
a lot
that.
Of movie stuff this week. I'm gonna go ahead and just everyone's been waiting. Definitive thoughts on the Power Rangers.
No, we already talked.
We did it.
We expressed your thoughts for you, and we nailed it.
Now, Sean tried to hit me in the nuts a couple podcasts ago.
Yeah,
and it couldn't have affected me less. You barely grazed me with that.
Yeah.
I'm feeling electricity.
Sometimes did I get it?
It's like,
I just thought that it just got an audible chirp out of Brian.
Isn't it funny how your nuts, it's sometimes that's all it takes. It's
did I just hit the magic
skim's
button?
The wrong way. Yep, the magic button. Skim. And it's hurting. Feeling it in my stomach right now. Now, do you say,
what
do you say?
Eyes.
Now, hold on. Do you say nuts? Do you say nards?
I say nuts.
Okay.
Do you say
in the bedroom, though.
I say bollocks.
I don't talk about them.
In the bedroom?
No.
Well, you don't incorporate
that? You got nothing to
them?
Talk about.
That's a major sexual organ that you have.
Not for me.
You're not incorporating.
Don't look at them. Don't touch them. They don't exist.
Oh, no wonder you didn't mind they were gone.
Balls off the table.
Literally. I am the opposite. All attention.
Yeah. No.
Almost all attention.
Leave the dick alone, right?
Yeah. Hey, no, that's,
No. That's dessert.
No, leave it.
Ew! Oh!
Hey, took the words right out of my mouth. That's the main course.
Yeah, you don't. You got it. You got. It's like the gumbo before the steak.
I don't want that.
It's like a three course meal.
Dessert.
It's like the free bread before the pasta.
That's right.
All right. You keep your gabagool yourself.
It's like yeah.
All right. Well. So cover that, Power Rangers talk. That's good. That's why they released a new Rogue One trailer. Do you guys watch that?
Nope.
Did you see that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I'm trying to see as little. I was walking around Disney yesterday.
Yeah.
And Rogue One shit is everywhere.
Let me stop you.
I'm trying not to see it.
Let me stop you real quick.
Yeah.
There are so many Star Wars movies projected to come out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just blindly see every one that comes out.
Oh,
but the Young Han Solo movie, I can't imagine. I mean,
You know what? I feel like there are so many Star Wars movies coming out. If I just say, I'm there for all of them, I'm going to be disappointed and I'm going to be wasting a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to watch the trailers to gauge whether it's one that's worth seeing or one that needs to be
seen. The episodes I'll see blind. Those I'll see. But yeah, the spinoffs.
Yes, that's how I feel.
Yeah,
I guess so far this is like the first spinoff, so I'm still just going to go blindly.
Sure.
But yeah, maybe when it starts to get a little oversaturated, which it's pretty close to being there.
Let me also add, watching this trailer, I really liked it. I think it looks cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I could easily see, and I never thought this was possible, I could see myself getting sick of Star Wars. There is just so much, like, I can't quite put my finger on it. It's not like I've gotten too much now. Do you ever get a meal, and the first bite, you go, wow, this is fucking delicious, but this is rich.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to be able to finish this whole plate.
Of course.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel about the Star Wars trailer. It's very rich, and I'm excited for this movie, but I could see, like, okay, I could see too much of this spoiling Star Wars for me.
I had this conversation with you. We both watched the new trailer, and you kind of said something, and it's how I kind of criticized it a little bit before, and I feel like maybe I wasn't quite clear on what I was criticizing. I think maybe we have an understanding now that I kind of feel like I'm going to see it. I hope it's cool, but it's a little bit like Star Wars, a TV series. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like a little bit...
I think it's the most un-Star Wars-looking trailer for a Star Wars movie I've ever seen. Mm. Even Star Wars Episode 7, the new one.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams...
Had the spirit of it.
I feel like... You know what? Star Wars, the original George Lucas's Star Wars, were filmed in a classical style. Very, like, controlled, smooth camera movements. That old-fashioned white...
Right.
And I feel like J.J. Abrams... updated it. He made a modern movie, but it was in the vein. It was in the spirit of that. Maybe
still had that energy.
Maybe he had moving cameras and stuff that you wouldn't see in the original Star Wars, but he still had those grandiose kind of controlled movements.
Sure.
And I felt like this trailer, at least, was very like Saving Private Ryan. Like, we got the camera on our shoulder and we're fucking running through the action with it. Wow. And it's like very cool.
Yeah, it could be good.
But that is very un-Star Wars.
But
not even in a bad way.
Because I feel like these one-off movies have the freedom to do that. Because I don't really care.
And when I say Star Wars a TV series, I feel like that's kind of how I see it. It's a little nerdier and a little more just kind of like, here's more, you know, it's kind of done in a different way. But that's not necessarily like, you know, hey, if it's cool, and maybe I will want 50 more. I don't know.
I feel like this trailer showed me too much, though. Like,
I
feel like I can
a little more
much,
of the plot maybe than I want.
I don't know, obviously, but I feel like a lot of the plot, like, I think I know where this is going to lead. Like, it gave me some, like, my brain started working in ways in which I was like, okay, I don't want to think about this.
I didn't want to watch the trailer when I heard it came out, and then, like, seeing merchandise of all these figures that I've never seen before, it's like, what is that guy? That robot dude looks cool. Oh, I don't want to see this.
Rocco warned me. He's like, hey, before you watch this trailer, people are saying that it kind of might give away too much. I said, okay, and I watched it, and I didn't feel like I got very much out of it.
I can see where you're coming from.
It does give a Hairmore plot. All we knew is that a team is put together to get the Death Star plans. This one gives a Hairmore plot, specifically in the beginning.
Sure, I guess I
see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully thinking is going to happen isn't what happens. So that would suck if they showed that in the trailer and I figured that'd be a bummer, but
yikes,
whatever.
Yeah. Hey, there was news today about a Metallica video game.
Their new album's about to come out.
Yeah, so a news story came out today. It was artwork has been released for a Metallica video game that never came out. Check this out if you haven't seen it. Now,
wow.
It looks pretty cool. It looks like Mad Max meets Borderlands.
Oh, yeah.
But basically, when I saw this, I was like, yeah, looks cool, but Borderlands already came out. Yeah, and in a way, it's like the fucking ego of Metallica comes shining.
Look at Lars.
Right,
I was
going
to say, you guys gave him shit for playing with an orchestra, but you don't give him shit for dressing up like Mad Max? What the hell is this shit?
Well, this is conceptual art, but... Sure.
You know, they just got signed off to do this by their label or something. Yeah, I mean, this art looks cool.
He's known as the Crossing Guard. Look at some of these other characters. We got Larry the Cable Guy there, Juggalo. The Road Boys.
Yeah, right, that is the Road.
Want to make that in the chat. There we go.
That's cool.
Yeah. American Gothic, clearly. Yeah. The Penguin.
American Juggalo.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
Mickey Mouse
is very
Donald
Mad
Duck.
Max.
That's
great.
That's crazy. I don't know how that... I never heard anything about
that. Yeah, me neither.
So, I don't know what happened to it, but to me, you know, like I said, kind of looks like Borderlands. Can only imagine what it would have been.
But I saw a lot of vehicle stuff in there, and I love that type of, like, car-based combat, like Twisted Metal
stuff. Did you play
stuff.
Mad Max?
No, it came out, like, the day Metal Gear did. And
it did.
I wrote it off.
It did, and that's why I never played it.
I wrote it off as, like, well, not getting there.
I heard it was pretty good. I heard the car combat was the shining part about it, the best part.
Brian confirmed, deny.
Brian good. Gives it a thumbs
gave
up.
A thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. So it must be true.
Back to movies real quick. I saw a movie in theaters, which is rare.
Whoa.
I didn't really want to see it, but a friend wanted to go for the birthday, so we saw The Accountant with Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that movie.
I haven't even heard of that.
Okay, well, it...
action movie.
Yeah, it's like a Jason Bourne movie type thing. Yeah, whatever.
He's like a new sexy action star,
It was the biggest piece of fucking shit.
Oh, really?
So embarrassing to every actor in that movie who wasn't... Their acting was fine, whatever.
It was a paycheck.
It was...
Paycheck was pretty good.
I bet. Yeah.
It's autistic James Bond is what this,
Whoa! You cannot say that. It's 2016.
Okay. Well, Ben Affleck has autism and is killing people, so I don't know what
Does
you would
really?
Call
it.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
He has autism and he kills people and he's an accountant. And the movie
That's
fucking
That's part of the
sucked.
Plot?
That is the plot.
Let me ask, because I know nothing about this film. I'm literally hearing about this for the first time right now.
Yeah.
So autism related to the killing in one way or another?
No.
That's
he has like a moral, he's like Batman. He's a moral code.
Is he
code.
Upset that he has autism and that makes him kill people?
No.
Is he going
he
after
kills
like
people,
a vaccination?
He goes after people bad people like, oh, you run this shitty company and you do those things. I'm going to kill you. It's like, it's fucking ridiculous. Wow. It's what? Awful.
Where
it's
does
awful.
The where does his condition come into effect the plot?
Well, his accountant.
He's an
right?
accountant. Yeah. Yeah, so he's really good at being an accountant.
He's got the numbers
now,
down.
Can I honestly, and I don't know if this is a spoiler.
I'm gonna spoil this movie because don't see it. Do not see this movie. It's garbage.
He's gonna spoil it though, in case you care.
If he asks me a question, I'm gonna spoil it because don't see
well,
this.
Well, okay,
piece
I'm
of
gonna
shit.
Ask. Wow. Answer me honestly, okay?
Yeah.
Does he get cucked?
The disappointment on your face. Yeah.
It has. Like,
I couldn't see the disappointment.
It has like.
It was rich.
Okay.
Like legitimate actors are in this.
Yeah.
It was garbage. The fact I was so pissed off. Like, you gave a first draft of a script and you got $40 million to make this piece of trash. Give us fucking a million and we'll make a good ass movie. Fuck that movie. Yeah.
Why
fuck
is,
it.
Why is he really autistic?
Yes. Yes.
You can't get over it.
No,
he is autistic.
I can't because like when you put that in a movie it shouldn't matter. And I'm trying you tell me it's an action movie about
yes.
this guy who's really good at counting stuff
yes.
and then he goes and kills people,
right.
which to me it's still not clear how those correlate.
It doesn't.
But I'm just wondering like I don't think Ben Affleck has autism.
No.
Does it help the plot? Could the plot have worked without that aspect of it? Could they have got an autistic actor to play the part, which would have made it better?
No, it wouldn't have made it better.
He would have just been a hitman.
The writing was terrible. There was a scene halfway through the movie where they literally sat a character down and explained plot for plot why they were doing this, like why things were happening in the movie, and it didn't add up. It's like you literally sat someone down
to explain. The accountant could have added up?
You were sitting so it made no sense.
All right.
None of it made sense.
I guess I gave it too much of a benefit of the doubt. I was like, no, there has to be a reason.
And you
for
know
all
what?
This.
It was one of those movies where I hate this in any movie that we see. If someone, that movie ends and people start clapping, I hate that. I think it's fucking stupid.
People fucking clap. Yeah, because it's not a theater. Like, right. The actors aren't there.
If you do it at a premiere and the people are there, that's fine.
Hey, I saw 2001 in the theater and they clapped and I was like, what? Oh, but all the people who were in it were down there.
See, if one person was in it, you can clap. Yeah. Anyways. They clapped, and I was like, did we see the same fucking movie? Like, what the fuck happened?
You're woke,
it was
John.
Terrible. Oh, my God.
You're woke, maybe, and everyone like else is asleep.
Maybe it's like a Hellboy thing where people saw a different movie than you.
Hey, please, by all means, go see
that
the accountant.
Like, that sounds
get back
like
to me. Let me know what you think. I just thought, like, I finally have a chance to go see, like, a movie in theaters, and this is the piece of shit that I saw. Great.
Should
have
saw a girl on the train.
I kind of want to see it. I'm so confused. I want to watch
there,
it.
You'll be more confused when you leave the theater. Like, nothing makes sense in that movie.
History of Violence was kind of a confusing hitman movie. Was it as good as that?
It really was.
I like
that movie. I'm gonna put this in the movie, and this is cool, and then I'll put a little bow on it and wrap it up, and there you go. Here you go, it's my movie. Wow. It sucked.
Angry.
It fucking sucked. So don't go see that movie, and thank you for watching this podcast.
Do you think that maybe you didn't get the movie because you're a neurotypical pleb?
Probably. I'm probably too dumb to understand why.
Well, in all honesty and serious question, though, do you feel like in any way you've been film cucked?
I can't see
I'm just trying to. Okay, no? All right.
All right, I guess the answer is no.
Thank you for watching.
Hey,
it's
hey.
50% on
Rotten Tomatoes. Hey, I saw
50% is so generous.
Hey, I saw John Wick a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it was okay. Good. Cool for the Stunts is a low-budget movie filmed by a bunch of stunt people. It's worth seeing for that. In that context, is awesome. But, you know, whatever. It's just a guy killing a lot of people. Okay.
Does he have autism?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Then I'm out.
Yeah.
Wait, last question about the accountant. Why does he kill people?
Because he feels like they broke his moral code. And he was an accountant. He's really good. He's really good at being an accountant because he has autism. And so he's really good with numbers. He remembers everything. So works for all these like fucking drug cartels or, you know, terrorist organizations and stuff like that. But if they go too far and he does something that he doesn't like, he's going to kill all of them. He has to finish things. He has to finish it because it's part of his autism.
Why doesn't he turn him into the police?
Because he murders them.
That doesn't violate his own moral code?
Yeah, what's his moral code then if it's just kill everyone?
He should stick to Batman.
He was super buff because he filmed this, I'm sure, right with Batman.
Yeah.
And so it's like this huge buff guy who has autism is killing people and using math. It's fucking terrible.
Sounds great.
Please watch it. Did anyone in the chat see this? Because
lots of people said it was good.
No, they didn't. No way.
Hey,
he's on the spectrum.
So I saw John Wick a while ago. They announced John Wick 2. I don't need to see that. But then they showed, oh, what's that? Already these movies were, it's Keanu Reeves, but everybody fights is like a Matrix stuntman. Like, they're all people who were like agents and stuff in the Matrix. They're all like old friends of his. That's why he did the movie. And the new one has Lawrence Fishburne in it.
Whoa!
They're reuniting, baby. The duo to end all duos. Someone should put on Twitter, name a more iconic duo. I'll wait. And then put a picture of Neo and Morpheus, the two wise men.
Fishburne.
Ken and Ryu.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Once again, no. Keanu and
shut you the fuck up.
Keanu and the great Lawrence
Homeboy's
together in the same time. And then have Neo point to the camera and he goes, you are reality cucked.
He can't not hit the
Wait,
mic.
What?
Wait.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead, blue pill.
Yeah.
When you can use the word cuck into like different word like that. Like you can just like call someone that. Like
You can do anything you want.
Yeah. If you don't know shit about shit.
Hey, Sean.
You can say reality cucked.
Mind cucked.
Yes.
You can say mind cucked?
Yes.
Hey, Sean. I'm gonna share some wisdom here. I don't think I'm like smarter than you. But
it's just words.
But this is an experience that I've figured out here. You can do anything you want once you've really given up.
Yeah.
I think I'm coming around and cucked might be cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could say reality cucked. And now.
It only took about 35 minutes.
Hey,
and now
like,
I think.
You're into it.
I get it now.
Just like, hey, Sean.
And the accountant was good.
See?
Wow.
See? Okay. And Sean, just like how we're running over on the podcast time and you're getting podcucked.
Oh!
That's how it works.
That is how it works.
When you give up, you just say whatever you want.
Can I say mean time cucked? Or... Yeah. Oh,
I don't really know what that means.
Could I do a political cuck real quick?
Yeah, do it.
Donald Trump.
Whoa.
What the?
Why he cucked all of us.
Hold on. I'll go even further. I'll go even further.
Okay. Why are you cucking me?
He's no good.
What?
That's right.
Why are you cucking me?
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Uh-oh.
Why are you cucking all the supporters?
Political cuck. What are you going to do about it? Deal with it.
I'm going to say so. I'm going to go even more.
Dude, I'm getting salty.
I did it.
I'm going to go even more controversial.
I'm getting salty.
And I don't like to say this, but I'm going to. Hillary's pussy.
Don't.
Ew.
Is salty. Whoa. Finish
what?
The sentence. No, I'm getting salty.
Ew. Film this guy. Ew.
Thank you for watching. We got this. Fuck
taste?
This.
Ew. No.
Fuck you.
I didn't say.
I already said I'd eat that in a heartbeat.
I would not eat Hillary's salty pussy. I would never say
what?
That.
What? Ew.
I wouldn't say that.
That's not appropriate. Oh.
No.
Ugh. Stay out of the ballot box, sicko.
You guys are cucking my words.
He's going to lick the ballot. Yeah. Ugh.
Switching
you're not going to lick my ballot anytime soon.
Yeah.
Well.
You got any hanging chads? Swing them that way.
Another great episode of the Magazine
Report
podcast.
It was pretty good.
I miss Jeb.
Donald Trump is no good, and I just cucked America.
Oh.
What are you saying that?
Don't do that.
Sorry.
You're just America-cucked.
Splitting our fans up. Oh.
Make America cuck again. Donald Trump is no good. I just said it twice. What are you going to do about it, cuckos?
Oh God, we got to cut all of these out.
You would say that.
By the morning.
Thank you for watching. Have a great rest of your day.
No.
Cucks.